Hello, Dawg Davidson, apostle and prophet, servant of God, ministering from Plano, Texas, Water of Life Ministries. A lot of pressure already. That's fine. I love it. I love pressure. The more pressure, the greater the victory. You know that. The more pressure, the greater the victory, Bob. If you have not been at a fight in the spirit, you will never get a victory. Did you know that? Never. Never, 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 never. Are you laughing at me? What's your name? Oh, this is Terry. Amen. Never, never, never. Is Luke?
Yes, sir.
Now, there was a man that wrote an epistle, right? He wrote a letter, right?
He did.
Yeah. Named Luke. He was a physician. He had a lot of intellect, you know?
Yes.
And you also are a man with a good intellect. I know, because I've been around you. And I know a good intellect when I talk to it. Amen. And this must be my friends, my lady friends. Oh, Earlene and daughter Antoinette. Oh, Shaka Wendai. Thank God for women. Oh, if there had not been a woman, there would not be any children. But that woman could not have produced that child on her own. It took a man. Is this Brother Miller?
Yes, it is.
Well, how are you?
Glad to see you, Dawg.
I'm in rare form, can you tell?
Keep at it.
I will. Don't sweat it. All right. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. This is a great night. A great night. Amen. A great night. Blessed be the name. Amen. You know, last night I was teaching from the third chapter of the book of Hebrews. And I did not realize that where it said man, that was italicized in that third chapter. The first time. And I said, that's what Jesus was, a man. Well, Hebrews didn't write that, but 1 Timothy chapter 2 did. The Apostle Paul wrote that there was one man, a mediator, between God and man. And that man, Jesus! And you don't need any more scripture, but there are more. All right? But this was italicized, and I didn't know that. The first one, the second one, it was spoken to me, it was italicized, and I said, the translators put that in. They also put the first one in. All right, Brother Bob, can we continue reading in Hebrews 3 and start with verse, 13?
Okay. But exhort one another daily.
Good. That's where I want to start.
While it is called today.
Right.
Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Hardened. Deceitfulness of sin. Now, I taught this last night or yesterday's, but sin is why you're hardened. And sin is deceitful. You know that? Sin is deceitful. Sin is deceitful. Oh, yeah. In the book of Hebrews, it talks the marriage bed is undefiled, or something to that effect. Bob, could you find that? Hebrews 13, verse 2 or 3.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know we were going to do this. We're jumping all around. Amen.
Verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
That's enough. Now let me tell you wicked people something. I know about you. I know you wicked people. I know you wicked devils. I know you quote the scripture. I know you use that verse to justify your whoremonger. You being a whoremonger, a sodomist, oh my God, and everything else. Oh yes, I know that. But let me tell you now, the marriage bed is for one thing. That's a man, a husband, and a wife. That's God, amen. And they do not mess around with perverse sex. Get it, you wicked lying devils. Amen. Now, can we go back to 3rd chapter of Hebrews? Amen.
For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
Made partakers of Christ if we hold fast our confidence. Partakers of Christ if we hold fast our confidence unto the end. Let's go.
While it is said, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation.
Today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. The day that God got irritated at you. Next.
For some, when they had heard, did provoke.
Yeah.
Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses.
Yeah. Not all that came to water of life did obey God. But some were irritated God. And he's still irritated at you. And he'll get you, by gosh, if you don't humble yourself quickly. You don't have much time. America's in a mess. And America's in a mess. We got a man in Washington doesn't tell the truth. But he says it does. It's not. It's a lie. It's what it is. Everybody's afraid to say a lie. A lie is a lie. Thanks.
But with whom was he grieved 40 years?
Grieved.
Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness?
Yeah, it was grieved with them that sinned. Grieved with people that with them that sinned, and their carcasses died in the wilderness. Let's go, Bob.
And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not?
Oh yeah, he said to them that believed not, you will not enter into my rest. Glory be to God. Next.
Last verse. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Right. They could not enter into the rest of God because of unbelief. That finish the chapter?
Yes.
Let's jump to 4. Well, let's just move to 4. What do you say?
Chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Did you hear that? Fear. Let us therefore fear. Amen. Fear. Lest some of us come short of entering into his rest. Go ahead, Bob.
For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
4:2. Unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But not mixing faith with the gospel. They couldn't enter in. It didn't profit them. Let's read that again.
For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Amen. I want to say to my enemies and the bloggers, mercy, grace, truth. That's what I preach to everybody. I preached that for years. Mercy, grace, and truth. Verse 3.
For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Is this why the works, Brother Bob, the works were finished from the foundation of the world?
Hallelujah. Amen.
I mean, this was a plan of God when he created it, when Jesus created everything. Hallelujah. That we have no clue what God has for those of us that are on this, in this world. We have no clue the purposes of God beyond what we can read in the Holy Book, as you call it, the Holy Book. Oh, you people. Holy God bless you. You wouldn't know holy if you met him. Next.
For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works.
Oh, my God. And what day was that? Tuesday? Wow, you wicked people. It was Saturday. No, it wasn't Sunday. You crazy Gentiles, you religious nuts. Glory. There's 7 days God rested. Was it the seventh day?
Seventh day.
Not the first of the seventh?
No. Amen.
Oh, am I having some fun? I guess I am. I grew up with you religious nuts. You couldn't tell Saturday from Sunday. And as I have said, if Sunday is a Sabbath, then when you go to the mall on Saturday, you're breaking the Ten Commandments. Boy, there's nobody in this building. Next.
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest.
Oh, glory. I'll tell you, Bob, it's fun to be in the rest of God. Sir, that's where this man lives. You know, I never was real comfortable calling myself a man. Although those that do, I was really uncomfortable to be around them because they act like a bunch of college boys. And they've been to college. Oh, we have a college boy in the White House.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's move on.
Verse 6. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Because the gospel was first preached, they entered not in because of unbelief. And did you know God sent me to Plano in 1980? Yeah, in 1980. And I brought with me Terry Bye. I brought with me Bruce Geer. I brought with me Kathy Bye. And all of the others that I brought with me, are not here. And all that I brought the gospel to in Plano did not do what? Enter in?
Yeah, they did not enter in because of unbelief.
Because of their unbelief, Brother Bob. Oh, you know, I could mention a whole bunch of names, but I know they'd sue me. You know? Well, they'd sue me for public defamation of character. See, I've learned a lot more than you people know, but not from you. Amen. Yeah. So, I'll just collectively say all that were here when I came to Plano, you did not believe because you did not enter the rest of God because you unbelieved. Quit yelling. Oh, I have to yell at idiots. Next.
Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Go ahead.
For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day?
Right.
There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God.
Oh, is this blessed. It, Brother Bob, it is so good to rest in the presence of God, in the will of God, knowing that my sins are forgiven, knowing that all my needs are met on time and before on time, and I'm healthy, have no sickness, no disease, and my adversaries, he's an adversary to my adversaries, an enemy to my enemy. Now, is that the rest?
There's still some more.
And there is? Yeah, there really is. He'll kick you in the head. Oh, if you think I'm not wound up, God bless. I will tell you last night in this sanctuary, addressing unbelief, written in the third chapter of Hebrews, I thought I was going to be destroyed right in front of you. Oh, the pressure from your unbelief was unreal. And so I said, Paul, let's worship God. But I overcame before I got out of the sanctuary. Glory be to Jesus. Yeah. And here I am again, just as bold as I was last night.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Brother Craig. And Brother Bob. Or two. Let's go on.
For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works.
I like that.
Just as
that.
God did of his.
Oh. God did the rest of his works, you know.
Amen.
Well, that used to get me, Bob. That would just eat me up. God rested from his own works and expects me to rest from my own works? Yeah, and I have. And you know who does the works? I've entered into the rest of God, and it's God that worketh in me both the will and to do his good pleasure. I think there's a chair there. That's, what's that? Oh, by the way, it hit that sent an email. No, my eyes are not affected because of my adultery. You wicked thing, you. Did you know Revelation 21:8 says all liars will go to the pit. Have a good trip. Next.
Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest.
Labor to get in that rest. Amen. Glory be to God. Next.
Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
Well, same example of unbelief as those in the wilderness that didn't believe God, right?
That's right.
Amen. Let's go.
For the word of God is quick and powerful.
Word of God is quick and powerful. Well, this 12?
Yeah.
Oh, it's sharper.
Sharper.
Than a two-edged sword, right?
You got it, yeah.
Oh, I love this word. Glory, you go ahead and read it. But I will tell you, it gets down in a joint and a mirror.
Amen.
Right
Amen.
Here. and right here, and your knees hurt. And God deliver you from that. Those devils in your knees. Oh, no, devils in my knees. I'm holy. I'm holy as... Would you go on, Brother Bob?
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Oh, soul and spirit. The word of God is sharp, quicker than a two-edged sword. Piercing even the separating the soul and the spirit. Next.
And of the joints and marrow.
Oh, boy, look at this. Look at this. Amen. These 81-year-old knees. No pain. Bless God.
Amen.
Yeah. No. Oh, no. I'm not taking any EMU. God bless you, Johnny. Amen. Not rubbing it on me. No. Yes. Come on, pray. Oh, what shall I? Is it fun to have joints free of pain? Glory be to God. You know, some people being delivered right now, you know what?
Amen.
Well, I know. The pressure is leaving from my faith. Next.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Oh, that's where it gets wicked, you know. Oh, wicked to you, but not to God. I discern that you have a wicked thing in your heart that you'd like to kill me. Oh, no. If you think I'm not tempted to say some things that would irritate you people, nah. Mercy, grace, peace to buggers and to my enemies. Next.
Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight.
Done. Let's go.
But all things are naked and opened under the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Hey, did you know, God, everything is naked and open to God that you people thank you, God, you have hidden? Glory, not hardly. Amen. Hey, last night was worth it, Bob. Tonight's coming back double barrel.
Hallelujah.
Let's go.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens.
That's Jesus.
Jesus, the Son of God.
Oh, that's right.
Let us hold fast our profession.
Go on.
For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Oh, man.
But was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin.
Oh, that's a big one. You know, I couldn't believe that. That's called sin. Unbelief. Jesus was tempted in all points as we are. But you know what? He didn't sin. I cannot wait to meet you in the air, sir. Oh, no. I'm not looking to come to heaven. I want to meet you in the air. That's the man that was raised from the dead. Next.
Last verse of chapter 4. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Boldly to the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find what? Grace?
Grace to help.
Help. When? In the time of need.
Amen.
Oh, my God. And God, my God, supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus.